Broadcasting live from the heart of the tire fire we're living in, it's a Flophouse Mini, starring me, Dan McCoy.
Oh, and me, Stuart Wellington.
And over here, in sunny Los Angeles, Elliot Kalin. Dan, how come you can't bring that level of energy to the regular show?
Well, this is desperate hysteria, Elliot.
Or is it that you're like I only have so much energy, and for a regular episode, it's got to last an hour and a half, but this time it's only got to be 10 minutes.
Yeah. That's possible. It's also possible that I'm just happy to see other human faces.
It's kind of like when we went on a cruise to Alaska and we went on a tour of an Alaskan sled dog training facility. The sled dog team dragged us around on like a little golf cart thing that was much heavier than an Iditarod like sled, but they only did it for a brief period of time. And so Dan is a lot like those very friendly, happy sled dogs who were also very muscly athletes.
Sounds like Dan.
I thought this was leading into a description of how this is being dragged around by happy sled dogs was the happiest any of us have ever been.
it was one of the happiest moments of my life. Don't worry, when this mini goes up, I will post some video of these happy dogies.
Oh, nice.
No way it's going to match the best video from that vacation. Dan performing in the Voice of the Sea competition.
That's true. That was actually the happiest moment of my life, and I kept staring at the heavens. Please, strike me dead, for I don't want to experience anything else.
Yeah, it was a little insulting to see the video that you took and to hear you and Charlene laughing the whole time.
Dan, honestly, what do you think their reaction was going to be? Whoa, he's really doing it. He's amazing.
Yeah, we're watching a dinosaur skateboard.
Call up your cousin, Chuck Berry, because this is the sound he's been looking for.
We're out to sea, guys. I thought that they would be transfixed by my siren song.
Sure. Well, maybe their ears were full of beeswax, much like Odysseus himself.
Well, that was the thing. All of our friends' ears were filled with beeswax, but not me. I had them tie me to my chair so I could experience the glory of Dan's voice. Mm-hmm.
Smart idea.
So, guys, we don't really have a format for the Flophouse Minis, but in so much as we have had one in the past, it's been people tweeting topics at us and us addressing them. But we're going to do something a little different. I don't think we want to get necessarily stuck in that for every Flophouse Mini, but do a lot of those probably. But okay. Elliot, what's your format change? What are we doing this time?
I thought, guys, I would give everybody a little peek into what's going on in the creative firmament that is my house right now. Mm-hmm. Because, as everyone knows, there is a lot of bad stuff going around. And as a result, my family has been staying inside for days, which many families are. And I think many families are doing what we are doing, which is going insane.
Sure.
And, going from that point where it's like, oh, this is family togetherness, to the point where it's like the movie Cube anything where people have to spend the night in a haunted house and only one can survive,
like an existential nightmare.
Yes, that's the way that Gabriel, my 19-month-old, described it earlier today.
It is kind of extreme patience therapy, though. I've tried looking at it that way to make myself feel better about it, because if Audrey and I feel like on the verge of an argument, it's like, okay, I'm just going to stop right now because we cannot go anywhere else.
And do you always do it in the movie phone voice?
You
have selected lower tension. If you would like to continue lowering the tension, press 1. Yeah. If you would like to return to the argument and raise the tension, press 2. Yeah. You have chosen 2. Very surprising. If you would like me to keep the subject of the argument around this specific minor thing, press 1. If you would like me to extrapolate to deeper personal issues between us, press 2.
Oh, wow.
2. Wow. Okay. If you would like me to refer to a private thing you shared with me that is very hurtful to you, press 1. If you would like me to guilt you over something you have done to me, that I previously said I forgave you for, but secretly was still holding on to in the back of my mind. Press two.
This is very revealing.
What I love is that at some point she must have selected the bitchy reaction to her responses button. Ooh, wow, are you sure? Oofa doofa.
Ooh, I've been burned. That's more of like a soundboard or like one of those machines you get at the drugstore that just has a bunch of different sounds. You know the one. Dan, you have one, right? Sound machine?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I've got a... Well, it's made in Miami. I call it the Made in Miami sound machine. Mm-hmm. There's probably a shorter way of saying that, but...
Yeah, I think you could lop off at least two words. Okay, now, guys, what I wanted to share with you was that out of nowhere, not in any way... inspired by me, not prompted anyway, my son, my older son, Samuel, has decided to write a book. And he has, out of nowhere, he's just started writing it. First he was dictating it to me, and then he started typing it himself. And So I just thought I'd share with you guys, and maybe the world at large, a little bit of his work on it. It's a work in progress. He has been revising it as he goes. Yeah. So, but now, he told me...
Do you want notes on this, or...
No, I don't think so, but, okay. I mean, tell me, and maybe I'll tell him, but he told me it was okay. He gave me permission to share it with the podcast audience.
Okay.
Even though he doesn't even want me to tell my family members the title, because he doesn't want to spoil it, but I said, could I read some of it on the podcast, and he said, yes. So...
Now, this isn't some kind of like, this isn't some kind of like backdoor pilot for like, my son wrote a porno or something, right?
I mean, it is amateur erotic fiction, if that's what you're wondering about.
Oh, he should never have been in the room when we did that Veronica episode.
He said
he was not in the room. I want to clarify this for people. People have wondered this on Twitter. Because we had to cut out a bunch of Max Fun Drive talk, our editor, Jordan Cowling, took out a lot of Sammy, who was there to pluck on the heartstrings. Uh-huh. And one of the things that got lost was him leaving the room.
So it's easy to believe that he was just there as we talked about the many inappropriate things in Veronica.
Let's just say NSFW content.
Yeah.
Not safe for... I mean, nobody's working right now, so not safe for what, like walruses?
I mean, there's plenty of people working, Elliot. There's people that deliver your food, bring you groceries, all those
sorts
of things.
That's true. Lots of people are working. You're right, Stuart. Lots of people are working, and I'm very glad they are, because they're keeping our world alive. But speaking of keeping things alive, perhaps I'll keep your spirit of suspense and thrills alive with a little bit of with a little preview of this book by Sammy. He's entitled it The Mystery of the Stinky Cheese. Mm-hmm. The title was the first thing he told us about. And Dan, I know you love mysteries, and Stuart, I know you love stink. So, yep. So it's right up your alley.
I think we both love cheese, too.
Yeah,
Stuart, you know, it has a little tummy problem for you, I guess, but...
It does. Thank you for bringing that up in front of everybody, Dan.
I'm sorry. The most common stomach issue that anyone has that lactose does not agree with you all the time.
Actually, Dan, the most common stomach issue is hunger. So,
are we trying to out-correct each other? What's going on?
I think we are.
Earlier on, I had to correct Elliot about how time zones work, so I guess I had mine already off-air.
Yeah, that's true. You corrected me hard. You really rubbed it in. The Mystery of the Stinky Cheese. This is a novel. It's multiple chapters. So, chapter one. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay, The Mystery of the Stinky Cheese by Samuel Kalin.
Okay.
Chapter one.
Mm-hmm.
There once was a place called Mouseville. And in Mouseville, there was a contest with who had the most cheese in Mouseville. But everyone did not have their cheese because someone stole it overnight. It was in a big case, and someone stole it. The mystery begins. That's the end of chapter one.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
That's a teaser.
When he wrote that line, I was like, thank you. Yes. Beautiful. I love it.
Well, I like that he leans fully into the brand of Mouseville by mentioning it multiple times.
Even within the same sentence. Yeah. He's establishing it. Yeah. It's IP building.
I mean,
he's
created a world right off. And I love how he eschews like kind of a normal narrator style to go for more of like sort of, you know, someone introducing a movie on television, like The Mystery Begins.
Mm-hmm, something like that. Okay, chapter two, Beginning of the Mystery. Chapter one did not have a chapter title, but the rest of the chapters have titles. Chapter two, Beginning of the Mystery. And the kind of person that stole the cheese is obviously easy, but we don't know which one of them stole it. They are mean to Mouseville because they are tigers. Even though the mice are... Hey, wait, this is where there's a twist. Even though the mice are bigger than the tigers, the mice still cannot defeat them. What? Yeah, you told me I could read it. Uh-oh. Sammy, do you want to come in? Hold on. Sammy, come on. Oh, Sammy is now interrupting and saying that I can't read it. Sammy, come on over. No, it's okay.
Straight from the bath, I assume.
Okay, I have some. I have some clarifying questions.
No, he can't hear you because he doesn't have headphones on. Sammy, would you like to tell them? Are you saying I can't read any more of the story?
Uh huh.
Okay, because you told me before that I could read it on the podcast, but you changed your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you want to talk about it at all?
No.
Okay, what was the inspiration for it? He just shrugged his shoulders. Okay, Sammy, I will respect your wishes and I will read no more of it. Okay. I was just proud of it, but okay. Have a good night. Okay, bye, Daddy. Have a good night. Bye, Daddy. But you're Sammy. Bye, Sammy. I love you.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, I called him Daddy by accident. That was
never going to get any closure on this story. You got to promise me, Elliot, that eventually when, you know, Sammy's a little more willing to share, that I get a little closure. Because the idea, I was taken by surprise by a number of things in just those few sentences of
he
chapter
is a
two.
Master of twists and turns. He is constantly surprising you. I think it was A.E. Van Vogt who said that you needed a story twist like every 300 words, and he's beaten that limit. I'm not even going to mention to you the volcano that shoots cheese. I think I won't tell you about the big battle that ends when a mysterious riddle message appears and everybody is frozen in place, and that's when the detective comes in. So there's
God damn
actually
it.
You know what I'll give you just a teaser. Maybe he won't be upset about this. Okay. I'll just read you the beginning of one chapter and a little bit in the middle. This is the beginning of chapter 7, which is called chapter 7, 5 o'clock. The detective was coming at 5 o'clock in the morning. He woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning. He did not like it. His brother woke him up. Then he had a real mystery to solve. So that's based on reality, which is Sammy's little brother waking him up. And then in chapter 8, another plan. The detective comes in. He was there. Hi, he said. I am here. Why? Because I woke up late. I slept in today. You are late. As late as you can be. Why are you staring at me? I'm not staring at you. You are still staring. So that's a dumb dialogue between the detective and somebody else there. So I guess that's all I can share with you, because Sam, I'm going to respect Sammy's wishes and not tell you anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, the art of the trailer there, first off, like, you're just giving us just enough of a taste.
Yeah.
Without spoiling the whole plot.
That was the teaser release. That was the teaser. And maybe I'll talk to him. Maybe he'll allow me to reveal some more. But, you know.
Yeah, Stuart, I'm starting to think that this is kind of a little suspicious. I think maybe he always meant to give us one taste for free. And now he's counting on the money that's going to roll in once this gets published.
Yeah, it's weird. On this Skype call, there's this Patreon link that keeps popping up.
Sammy is really into crowdfunding and crowdsourcing. And he says,
and crowd surfing.
And crowd surfing. You can't take him to a concert because he will just climb on that stage and he'll just jump onto people's hands. And then he'll start stealing their rings and their watches. He's kind of like the Artful Dodger if the Artful Dodger went to a lot more concerts. Well, yeah, I'm sorry, guys, that this is just a teaser. You know, this is just the teaser dropping. But that's the way that modern entertainment is. First, you advertise that the teaser is dropping.
Yeah,
then the teaser drops to reveal the release date.
The teaser of the teaser, yeah. I'm familiar.
Yeah. Yeah, like that Batman villain, the teaser.
Yeah, they show me that. They show me one shot of Vin Diesel surfing on a car and then catching a different car, and I'm like, what?
wait, catching a different car, like in his hands?
Yeah, like the car flips and he catches it with his hands.
Yeah. Or the shot where he somehow manages to drive along a suspension bridge, like a rope bridge that has fallen off on one side, but he's going so fast. Yeah. He can continue to drive up the slats.
Is he singing Defying Gravity from Wicked?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, wait, I haven't seen this teaser. So he catches a car in his hands?
Yeah, just watch it. It's on F9.
No, but so where do his hands go on the car?
So he's
just
surfing
press
on top
F9
of the car.
On your keyboard.
Dan, I have a Mac keyboard. There's no function keys. It's not going to work.
So hit the function key and then hit the 9 key.
Hit the Fast and the Furious key.
I was in a Zoom meeting the other day, and I was typing too fast, and I accidentally hit the Fast and Furious key, and suddenly my computer froze up, and it was just Vin Diesel catching cars on my screen. So he catches it. Wait, so he's like, I don't understand. Does he catch it by, like, he grabs onto part of it?
I know you want me to paint a word picture, but it's very difficult, Elliot. So imagine Dominic Toretto. Dominic Toretto is surfing on top of a muscle car.
Now, is he surfing on water?
No, he's standing on top of the muscle car.
Van surfing like Styles.
And then one car, like, flips sideways, and it looks like it's going to, like, land with its top on top of his car. But instead, he just catches it.
But how does he lift a car?
Elliot, that's the question I'm asking. That's the question that trailer brings up, and only the movie can answer it.
Because I know the movie the Fast and Furious movies have gotten pretty unrealistic. But, like, does he get are they saying that he has super strength now, or is it just that he only has power over cars?
Well, I think it's both of those things. I mean, I feel like those are movies where as long as you're touching your car, you're going to be okay.
It definitely looks like he's catching a car, but I think it's just because he has his arms out to block it, and a car
maybe
comes
he just
whizzing
kind of passes.
That's
just
how you catch a ball: is you put your arms out and block it.
You don't block it. You know, you catch it. But I wonder. Maybe there's a scene where, like, someone poisons him, and he has to get his keys out so he can get into the car in time. Because once he's sitting in the car, nothing. I guess a charm is put on the car early in the movie by a wizard or a pixie or something.
Well, there's probably a scene where he has to wrestle Heracles, and Heracles keeps letting him heal his wounds by sitting on his car, right?
Yeah, of course.
And Heracles realized the only way to stop Dominic Toretto is to lift him up off of Mother Car.
You know, speaking of Heracles, I thought that I was very surprised, going back to Sammy's story, that the tigers were the mice, their enemies, because I know that at least lions, another big cat, are friends with mice after
the Dan, thorn incident. I guess all big cats are the same, racist.
Okay. Oh, wow.
You're the guy who's like, you run into a puma at a bar, and you're like, hey, out of my way, out of my way, cougar. And he's like, excuse me? Excuse me?
Yeah.
I know. And I was just talking to Courtney Cox, star of Cougar Town.
And the puma's like, oh my God, I'm such a big fan. Monica, can I have your autograph? Oh, that's embarrassing. I called you Monica. And Dan, you're like, well, I'm not Courtney Cox. I was talking to her. Yeah. You seem to have gotten me mistaken with her. And he's like, Courtney, you've really changed. You have a beard. You're a man now. I mean, I love it. These are all good changes. But what are you going to do next in your career? And you're like, well, you know, I'm still at The Daily Show. And he's like, Courtney Cox is on The Daily Show? And that's when I step in and I'm like, guys, there's a big misunderstanding right here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this shows that, you know, weaving a tale, you know, just passed down in the Kalen family.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, where do you think he got it from? Where do you think he got the ability to spin nonsense into yarn and then use that yarn to make a sweater that doesn't quite fit?
Stuart seems... How are you doing over there in that other box, Stuart? That other box, I'm looking at you.
Well, you know, I was trying to come up with some kind of story where, like, Elliot and Sammy show up to a woman and they teach her how to spin hay into, like, a bullshit story. But they demand a baby in return, you know, that kind of thing.
And that's how I had my second son.
And they have to guess your names, and she just pulls out a book of common male names. It's not really that hard, you know, like, it takes a while, but they get to Elliot and Sammy both.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. So we got a lot done today here, guys.
I feel like we accomplished a lot. We could check a lot off our bucket list. I want to apologize to the listeners at home that they only got the barest tip of the iceberg that is Sammy's emerging magnum opus. But maybe I can prevail on him to let me share a little more in the future. Next week, we'll be back to our regular format where, what do we do again on this show? I don't remember.
We watch a bad movie and then we talk about it.
Right.
Unlike today when Elliot pitches his upcoming paywall content.
Okay, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Stay safe.
Okay.
Let's count off two. You ready?
Uh-huh.
One.
Two.
Three.
Three.
Wait, Dan, why are you saying three?
Sorry, I spaced out because there was a legal warning up at the top of Skype telling me that people need to know that they're being recorded.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right, let's do it again. One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Dan, okay, Dan, you know what? Let's end. Let's restart this recording.
Okay.
No.
Let's.
No,
yes.
No.
There's a minute of. There's a. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Let's
one.
Two.
One.
Say one again.
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Jordan, I know this is just a mini, but please put that at the end.
Yeah.
Dan's inability to remember how many people are on the call.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
Hi, I'm Dave Hill from Before. And I'm very excited to bring Dave Hill's podcasting incident back to Maximum Fun, where it belongs. You can get brand new episodes every Friday on MaximumFun.org, or, you know, wherever. And while my partner Chris Gersbeck and I might lack in specific subject matter on our podcast, we make up for in special effects. Chris, add something cool right here. Also, we have explosions, animal noises, and sometimes even this. Dave Hill's podcasting incident, every Friday on Maximum Fun. Chris, do another explosion right here.